strike Forte. Stiff arm to the 30. He's away at the 20, to the 15. Slices into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
You're an introspective guy who's always thinking about the broader picture of your life. What do you think you would write about a young Matt Forte?
How to leave a legacy, I would say. Because when you're young, you're not really thinking about that. You're just trying to think about how to get to the next level, whatever level that is. As a young kid, if you could think broader and think about how the things you do to leave a legacy lasts a long time instead of just temporary things, I think that'd be pretty profound.
And not to mention the mistakes everybody makes.
Mm-hmm.
Some things that you would remind yourself, hey, as a younger man, what do you think those might be?
Talking to some of the guys that are younger than you to, you know, mentor them earlier. You know, I've gotten into mentoring kids and talking to them now at this level, but even some of your peers, like, around you, they kind of look at you and see, well, he's doing it, so I'm going to do it, too.
What kind of shoes you going to get?
I want some Kobe.
Some Kobe's? You got the planets. Learn about that solar system. You going to be an astronomer?
That has become a significant passion of yours, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Going into Inglewood, for example, and helping those kids out where maybe very few people ever have.
You know, kids look up to athletes, especially being in Chicago and knowing how bad some of the violence is in some of the neighborhoods. I was like, I definitely need to do more. During OTAs and off season, when we'd be off, every Saturday I'd go out there and get a group of kids and just talk to them about life and teach them life lessons and then let them play flag football. And then just kept doing it every Saturday, and went on for like 4 months. That last preseason game, we had a free Saturday where I gave out the book bags and the free shoes back to school giveaway. So I know they was all excited about that. And it's one thing to go to, say, a school and you show up one time and you meet these kids or whatever, but when you go and you show up in their neighborhood and you actually spend time with them, break bread, you know, eat some food with them and sit down and talk to them and develop a relationship with them, then that goes further than just, you know, I'm here just showing up, you're doing charity work.
When you look at these kids in the eye, what do you see?
I see my face in those kids as well. When I grew up, I was blessed to have my mother and father give me great advice growing up and an older brother to look up to and him doing the right thing and me following those footsteps. But a lot of those kids don't have that. So, you know, you just want to give them a positive role model to take after and to try to shape the path of their future. Because at that age, you know, it can go one way or the other.
Education is of the utmost importance, because if you're not educated, you can't make the right decisions when it comes time and a decision needs to be made.
I can say all these words to you and tell you stories and give you all the great advice that I can give you, but you have to make a conscious decision to do the right or the wrong thing. And if you're educated, and I always preach to them education, because if you're educated enough to make an educated and a good decision, you'll make the right decision. You won't have to worry about am I doing the right thing or the wrong thing? You'll know. It should be required of us as professional athletes to be able to do stuff like that. When I was growing up, I know I looked up to professional athletes, especially football players. So I try to bring other people, other resources around them too, not only just sports, but, you know, some kids might not be into sports. So I try to bring, you know, kids, guys who are, you know, maybe they want to be a physical therapist, but they've never seen it done. Until they see it or are exposed to it, then they don't know. But if they're exposed to it and they kind of say, I like that, I might want to go to school to do that.
You're welcome.